This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Work is beginning at the state capitol, where lawmakers convened their annual session Wednesday. Leaders of both parties say the focus needs to be on Colorado's cost of living. Democrats passed a temporary property tax bill during a special session in the fall, but Senate President Steve Fenberg says more needs to be done.
We still need a long-term solution that avoids us getting into this predicament in the future, and that's ongoing. We've put together a bipartisan, it's actually a majority Republican commission to study this and provide recommendations to the legislature.
Governor Polis addresses the legislature later this morning. We'll hear his State of the State address live at 11. In Congress, Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette is trying to get a vote on a bill banning high-capacity gun magazines. She says those devices that hold more bullets increase deaths during mass shootings.
High-capacity magazines led to more than twice as many people killed and nearly 10 times as many people wounded per incident on average.
DeGette's bill needs the support of at least a few Republicans to even get a vote on the House floor. The former Loveland police officer who assaulted a dementia patient has been denied parole. Austin Hopp appeared before the state parole board Tuesday to request an early release. He would have been released in April if he were granted parole. Hopp and another officer violently arrested 73-year-old Karen Garner in 2020. He is serving a 5-year sentence after pleading guilty to second-degree assault. It's turning colder across Colorado, in the 20s in Denver today, and much colder for the weekend. This is CPR News.